This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As far as the Knicks are concerned, look, the Celtics missed their last 13 three-point attempts last night. They were trying to set a record. At one point, they were 29 of 48 from three.
They tied the record, right?
Yeah, it was such a boring game. I mean, like, there were so many offensive rebounds that the Celtics got and just hoisted up another three. There was no grind. There was no intensity in this game. It was like a shooting exhibition that, you know, 19,000 people showed up to so they could raise their banner and get their rings. I mean, there is a long way to go for the Knicks. The Knicks have more that they have to deal with in terms of getting guys assimilated to the team. There was a point in time there where I was wondering if Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby were actually going to hit a shot.
Yeah.
So they had off nights, and, you know, finally Bridges started, you know, knocking down some buckets. But last night was a completely unwatchable game.
Yeah, well, I agree. And I think also because we've been watching such intense New York sports now for a month, that seeing that, it just was dead.
I mean, go back to their playoff run. That was intense.
But that was intense.
This last night was an embarrassment, actually. It was so boring and just so like, let me just take three-pointers. Let me just halfway run down the court, take another three-pointer. I mean, it was ridiculous. Now, good for the Celtics for them because they obviously shot really well, but they just kept getting offensive rebounds that were coming way out. And, you know, the Knicks were out of position a couple of times. I gotta wait. I gotta see 25 games.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, hopefully everybody settles down and, you know, the Knicks come back and they win their home opener against the Pacers. Maybe that will be a little bit more intense than last night's game was.
Well, I mean, if they weren't awake and ready for the season, then last night better have been a smelling salt for them, because that felt like they were going through the motions and having another preseason game. And Tibbs after the game is like, well, you know, mathematically we can't win that game because all the threes that they hit. Well, I mean, you can play better defense.
Well, but I got to say, I mean, like, a couple times
they could get some rebounds.
Yeah, but they were out of position because sometimes those long rebounds, you know, they go to the other.
Still hit 29 threes, none of them were long rebounds.
That was ridiculous last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Kevin Harlan was going to, you know, he was dying there at the end, him and Reggie Miller. And finally, the Celtics just dribbled it out, and Reggie was like, I'm good with this, man. They don't need the record. They just hammer the crap out of their, essentially, hammer the crap out of their biggest rivals. So, it was not a bing-bong night, as they say, for the Knicks. And it's going to take a while for them to all figure it out. But it was Boston's night from a basketball standpoint and a team that has been together. And they kept talking about it last night, how these guys got snubbed on the Olympic team.
I'm so tired of hearing that.
But it's a thing. It's a thing.
Okay, great. For them, that's going to fuel them to win a championship again? They already won a championship last year. It's over. These guys are still hung up on that nonsense?
Jeez, man. It's like cheese the rats, baby.
Cheese the rats?
I'm just telling you, man. It's all about, you know, the edge. You got to bring an edge into the season. And I do believe that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum do have an edge. And they're going to try to make a point this year. I really do. I'm sorry, but I do.
Okay. Well,
you know how I see these things, just like I saw the Yankees in a World Series.
Right. Yep. Well, I mean, they did win the NBA championship last year. So
yeah, well, they may win it again this year. But
it's not like there would be some sort of shock if they made it back and won again.
Assuming somebody doesn't twist an ankle or something like that. Yeah. I mean, they got great shooters. And I'll tell you, the one guy that really, really was impressive last night for the Knicks was Deuce McBride.
Yeah.
He was impressive, boy. I'll tell you what, he was throwing up threes.
Well, they're going to need him to. They're going to need him to make them because, of course, Dante DiVincenzo's presence not being there any longer and all the big threes that he hit, there's going to be more opportunities for someone like Deuce McBride. So, yeah, that was good to see. You want your silver lining spot? There's your silver lining spot.
I'm just telling you right now, I mean, they got to take away the three-point shot.
Oh, God.
They do. It's just that. You know what? It's like taking away the red line in hockey. You know, it just makes the game so boring.
Well, in a game like that, yeah, for sure. But not every game is like that.
That game was like so flat last night.
Yeah. Well, let's keep talking about it then.
Well, I mean, I just
I mean, I don't know, like it sucked. I don't got anything else to say about it. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked.
I wish the guys could fight on the court.
Okay,
that's what I wish.
So this game was so boring to you that you want to get rid of the 3-point line and then legalize fighting in the NBA?
Well, because when I turned over back to the Ranger game, you know, of course Jacob Trouba lays somebody out, and then somebody's got to fight him.
Right.
I mean, so it's the same thing. Here we go. I mean, the intensity's there. The Rangers are serious. They're focused, and they're fighting already. And, you know, that shows you something. It shows you there's a little heart and fire in the team.
Listen, man.
What?
These regular seasons are marathons.
You know what these regular seasons are?
We're never going to remember what happened last night.
That's not true.
I'll ask you. I'll test you.
It's not true.
I will test you.
I could go back and look at the Mets schedule, and I could say, I remember that game. You and I were at that game, and we could talk about the story that the Mets and the Yankees have written through this 2024 season. Has been amazing.
This is not,
and last night
exactly,
will not be a part of
the story.
This is what hopefully the Knicks and the Rangers are going to do. They're going to create a nice story
us. It's not even Halloween, and these just so far to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just can't. I cannot react to any of this.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's the truth,
man. I mean,
truth,
you have to react. We're a sports talk program.
I know, but it's like there's nothing to say about last night. It's just nothing else to say.
We just said it.
I know, but there's 7 minutes to go to the break. What else do you want to do?
We keep talking about how the
game sucked.
I would just say that, what I'm trying to explain to you, if you just back off for one second.
I just don't understand.
You are, it's about writing a story, and it's about living the journey and being a fan of a team and going on a journey. So we went on a journey.
There was
with
nothing
the Mets.
About last night.
And I remember when the Mets opened, they were 0-5, and that journey, you were like, I don't want to talk about this. I can't talk about it. It's going to drive me nuts if they're going to suck.
And
if they're not in October baseball, what are we talking about? And I'm like, look, dude, we got it. We got to live the dream. We got to live the journey that the team
Jimmy
is on.
There's nothing
if you
to
don't
say
care,
about that,
then
that basketball game last night.
That?
No, I mean, because. I mean, we do care about things that matter. Last night, there's nothing else to say about that game. There's just not. So this is like a lesson in like sports talk. So people who only know how to talk sports will take something out of last night and blow it completely out of proportion.
Well, I haven't done that.
No. I'm saying right, but what you've done is then just take what the facts were of the boring game, and then just talk about that, which also isn't interesting. So, like, I feel like...
Are you saying I'm not interesting?
The game wasn't interesting.
Did you just say I'm not interesting?
No, your take on the game is not interesting.
Well, my take on the game is everybody else's take on the game.
Which is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you have
boring.
To discuss it. I mean, it was boring,
right,
yes.
But you, like, you, yeah, but let's discuss it in a way, like, in a way that doesn't... I don't know, it just feels like a waste of time.
Okay.
It just feels like a waste of time to me. And I tried to tell you before the show it was
a
waste of time.
Well, you know, if it was a waste of time, then I could have stayed in bed until 11 o'clock and slept in like other people around here are doing these days.
Yeah, I mean, I just
could have easily done that. I could have said, you know what?
I'm not
coming in because I'm tired and I stayed up and I watched the game and I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. And I got a lot to say about that.
So say about what?
About, I guess, Evan Roberts taken off. We got a lot to say about that later.
Evan Roberts
just
took
hear
off?
I want to hear it first, though. I don't have the full information. It's a game of telephone, so I don't want to go.
Oh, okay.
I just got this information.
Where did you get this information now, Mr. Scuttlebutt?
Someone here on the staff heard something. That's
somebody
all.
Here on our staff?
Yes, heard something. So we will get to. I just don't want to have a full-blown take on it
okay.
until I hear it all.
All right,
you know
so
what I'm saying?
I mean, so, well, you saw the Knick game, so maybe you can have a take on that.
I do, and it was boring, and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And they got blown out, and we'll never remember it. That's my take.
All right, what do you think about...
That's my take!
Who's under the most pressure going into the World Series? Which player...
Aaron Judge, 110%.
Okay. Not Gerrit Cole?
No.
Okay.
It's Aaron Judge.
By the way... When you look at all of Aaron Judge's numbers and you compare them to all of Shohei Ohtani's numbers,
yeah,
he's got better numbers.
Aaron Judge, you're saying better numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. I mean, when Ohtani
his slug and his OBP that's on base percentage is higher.
Yep.
He's got more RBIs and more home runs.
I know, but
he plays center field.
He does play center field. And when Ohtani pitches again next year, if he's a great pitcher, then obviously that separates him, but he didn't pitch this year.
I think Ohtani went to the National League to get away from Aaron Judge.
Maybe. I mean, but this is like, you're going to go from, you could go from, you know, Don Mattingly to Derek Jeter in this World Series for Aaron Judge. You know, you can go from the guy that was, you know, just the every fan favorite, great regular seasons, really didn't get a... do much in the postseason to like an all-time legend by carrying this team and beating the Dodgers in the World Series. And he knows it. I mean, he said it before the postseason. He was like, man, it's like if we don't win the World Series to get to the World Series, it's on me.
Well, wait a minute. You just said two things there.
Yeah.
If we don't win the World Series or get to the World Series, which
I think he said both, actually. I have to go back and... But he referenced both of them and at least get to the World Series. So, you know, he wants to win it, so he probably said win it, too.
Well, I would say that, you know, if he would have listened to me in August, he would have known he was going to the World Series.
Yeah, no, of course. And he might have. He might have listened to you. But he's someone that, you know, as great as he is, like, off the field and the things that he says and how calm he is, he definitely feels pressure, like, and it gets to him. He just doesn't show it outwardly. Because there's been so many examples of him, like when he was chasing 62 and he got all, you know, messed up there for a couple of weeks and couldn't hit that home run. And you saw the relief on his face, all these postseason at-bats. So there's no doubt that he's put a lot of pressure on himself and he doesn't really come through in those situations. But he's been slowly breaking out of it. And he also has guys around him who are just unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.